Who's gonna call me?
Yes, I know. But we're on here now, and we're happy to have you on. I know you said don't call you Mister, so I'm just gonna call you Dexter.
That's what's on my birth certificate.
Okay.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
First of all, we like to say that in New Jersey, a gas station worker is accused of scamming thousands from victims by using cards that were double swiped. Oh. He would swipe through another attached device on his personal phone by using it to pay the actual gas debt. And then goes to his bank account at the Wawa station on Route 9. For anybody that was on and using the Wawa station, please call the police department at 732-252-1950.
Yeah, that thing definitely got serious now. If you got to call the police, it's an investigation going on.
And they would, that would, you know what? That's not the only one that it happened here in Philadelphia about 2 months ago. What's this, April, May? No, May, April. Last month it happened in Philadelphia. They caught the guy sliding. It's, like you just said, right? It's something that you can slide into the swipe thing. But they got this. They caught this guy on camera doing it. So anyway,
That sneeze. Sorry.
Yeah. They just caught a guy doing that.
Okay.
Right, and then that's why I don't do see. That's why I don't deal with plastic money like that. Only time I use a plastic card for my Social Security.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting ready to get it. Now when I get this bank account right, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna use that card for the bank.
Okay.
And this is old news. See, this is why I don't get agitated. Mm-hmm. Because the card that I have right now for my Cigna is being investigated because I took right there 22nd in Allegheny. I took $58 off it. Right. Now go back to use it again. Now I say I don't have no money.
Damn.
But Cigna is investigating. So they better hope there's something wrong with that card. Okay?
There ain't nothing wrong. Somebody probably had a swipe thing on there.
No. This is. But see, I understand what you just said, right? It better not. Because see, like I said, now, when I was using the one over there on Lehigh Avenue, I had this problem. Now, ever since I moved up, now since I used the one on 22nd Street, I've been having this problem. But I called Cigna, and they looked on it, and my money, the leftover money, the money supposed to be on the card is still on it. But for some reason, the card is now registered at on 22nd Street. Okay. Now, if I find out that somebody doing something to my car, I'm going to the house and sleep, man. I got enough problems being black. Now you gonna take my little change? No, we're not doing that.
We're not taking your change.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. I work hard for. Look, I had to work 44 years to get this crap, and I'm already agitated because, far as I'm concerned, Medicare is a ripoff. How come I spent 44 years paying into this crap, but I still gotta have a co-partner talking about in reference to Cigna? That's a ripoff. Okay, so I worked one day, right? I worked one day. Medicare took $1.73 out my check. You figure it was one day, he let it go by. Come on, really? And I was only making $7.50 then.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think I remember little things like that? Them are the things I remember. That's why I tell people you don't want me thinking. Because the things that I'm going to remember is the things you don't want me to remember. That was about 15, 20 years ago, Carl. And I still remember that shit. That's how mad I'm at him. That's how pissed I'm about it. You're going to tell me, right? I'm not. I work 44 years. I get my little Medicare. But I can't have Medicare. Unless I had this other, unless I have insurance come. I thought Medicare was insurance. See, that's my point.
I did too. No. I thought it was too. It's not.
So see, no. Don't say nothing. Nobody say nothing. I know you're getting ready to say it. Don't say it. Because what you're about to say is you're wrong. Because when Social Security was started back in the 40s, that's how it's supposed to be. Here in recent times, everybody got their hands in the pot. So don't even go and say it, because that's wrong. Because I follow history. If it wasn't for Roosevelt starting Social Security back during the Depression, we wouldn't even be at this point. That add-on is not supposed to be like that. For to get Social Security.
Wait a minute, let me tell you something. I asked the question. You made me forget it because you're not letting nobody talk. I'm just because I wanted to ask the question about the Medicaid. What is it?
Because Medicaid is a ripoff.
Right, but I'm trying to explain it so the audience will understand.
Wait a minute, hold on, if I forget the question again, what is
Medicaid? That's what I want to know.
Medicaid is some crap they made up.
All right, what was you about to say, what's Medicaid?
Medicaid is welfare insurance for the poor.
Right, sir. All right.
Medicare is M-E-D-I-C. That's care of those who get Social Security. There was a difference. Medicare is for those who get Social Security. Medicaid is for those on welfare who need insurance. But both of them were for insurances.
Okay, now you just made my point.
Okay, now, like she just said, right, I've been paying into Social Security since 1978. Okay? Okay, just like she said, she just made my point. All right? Now, like she just said, right, now when you get Medicare, they give you all this A, B, and C, right? You don't get it. That's a ripoff. That's a ripoff. Because that's like what she just said. If I've been paying the Social Security, right, then I should have money already for the Medicare. Okay? And then with the A, B, and C, my mother told me that the reason, and by this being a commonwealth, we can't get the Medicare C in the state because of the commonwealth. That's a ripoff. All this crap is a bunch of ripoff.
Doesn't the insurance work, though? Do people use the insurance?
No, it don't work. It's just to hold you in. Just like she just said, Medicaid is for people on welfare. People on welfare need to get a job. Okay? People on welfare, that's how you hold them back. You don't get them niggas something, and wait a minute. I had one girl look me in my face and say, I'm certified. I said, bitch, I need to whip your ass for saying that. Ain't a damn thing wrong. You know why ain't a damn thing wrong with it? Because you can get up and buy dope. If you can get up and buy dope, ain't a damn thing wrong with you.
Oh, okay.
That's a good point. Wait a minute. You're getting $500 or $600 and you're living over here on Lehigh Avenue. You and your boyfriend should be in a nice house somewhere.
What in Lehigh?
25th, round the corner.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All of them niggas up in that
how much does it cost to live there?
It costs $500. But my point is this: if two of y'all getting money, if both of y'all getting $600, that's $1,200. That means you can move to the houses there on the corner. The corner back at 22nd Lehigh, when he put them new houses, they only want 1,000. You can live in a nice place, still living in some damn dump. That's my point.
Well, they did say we have a lot of slum lords out there.
But wait a minute. These houses, the new houses that they've been renovating. I'm not talking about this. I know about this. I'll live out. That's their fault. All right. But if you get travelers, let's kill yourself.
Who is they? Who is they for the audience? Who they say, who is they?
Oh, the people. That's right. The people that live in rumor houses, that's like your mother that said, getting all that kind of money, they can take that same money. All those new houses you see being built, all of them down Miss Avenue, they got enough money to move in them motherfuckers.
How much are them?
$1,100, but it's worth it. You got a brand new house, homes. You don't have to.
Right, but you said they got $500 or $600, so if they only get $600 Social Security, they can't afford $1,100.
If you got two people, the rent is only $1,000.
Right, but you need two people, and they still might need
somebody. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. You got two people.
What about the other bills? Because you may need more people.
But you got
two.
A goddamn job. Oh. I'm working. What the fuck you think I'm doing? And I get Social Security. I'm working. Well, some, and I'm working.
Well, some women had a babies. And
it ain't just about no babies. Don't bring no children in it. I'm talking about grown folks. Like, I'm talking about grown people.
A lot of grown people.
Hey, listen to me. The people I'm talking about ain't having no babies. The people I'm talking about are just doing what the government wants them to do, rely on them. So when they ship that fucking, excuse me, when they ship that money to all different countries, they ain't gonna pay no mind. You know why? Because I'm getting mine. They had a nerve. Listen, remember when the government was giving us that money, the stimulus money because of the pandemic?
Yeah, they didn't give me none, so.
Wasn't it? Because you, wait a minute. All them niggas in that apartment in the room home got their money before me, and I was working. Wow. I work. I'm the person supposed to get the money.
Yeah. Why was that?
What did I just say? Because that's how you hold people back.
So
Yes, you are. I'm
saying they're holding you back because they didn't see your stimulus on time.
No. I filed my income tax on time, cuz.
No, I said stimulus. You said
wait a minute, hold it. Let me tell you something. The people who supposed to got their money first were the people that was working. All right, the four people that was working for the got their money first, but it didn't go like that. They gave all them dumb motherfuckers on SSI got the money first. That's why the people that didn't, that's why the people that was working was upset because they didn't get their money. That's why they was upset because they couldn't pay their bill. That's why they was upset because they gave the money to them other motherfuckers who didn't even need the money.
Oh, okay.
That's why they was upset. You tell me I can't work, then you tell me to get this money, then when my bills come along, I can't get the money because y'all bullshitting down there in D.C.? Are you kidding me? That's why I went down the way it did. With people, that's why people was upset. Cause it was finally out that folks that ain't done worked a day in their life was doing some paperwork and getting that money.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true. Right? But that ain't right.
I didn't say it was right. I just said it was
true. I'm not saying it's right either, I'm just saying it right. That's why people don't understand, that's why. See, this is how it goes. In the hood, it's the stuff that goes on in the hood stays in the hood.
Can you explain the definition of hood to our
neighborhood? It's short for neighborhood. Okay. Hood is short for neighborhood, damn it. How dumb can they be? Come on, Willie.
Listen, I can't answer that question, but everybody ain't on the same
road. I'm gonna talk like a white guy. Alright. Now, in the neighborhood, the folks didn't realize that stuff stay in the neighborhood because us black folks will keep some secrets, all right? Those are the secrets that we keep, all right? Because motherfuckers would have found out that the black folks was getting their money under the table, people was writing it off, they would have said, well, let the white, let them do what they want to do anyway, because white, that's That's how they do. They don't want to work, but they will figure out how to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Why do you think I'm laughing at these tornadoes that's ripping their ass apart?
Yeah, tell the audience about the tornadoes. They might not know.
Hey, if you don't know, I'm telling y'all now, right? Y'all better get it together. Y'all better start watching the weather. I mean, the weather out west. All right, because it's going down.
Well, this new generation don't watch the news. They don't like the news.
Don't worry about it. I don't care if you tell them people don't watch the news. That's their secrets. All you want to do is keep your head in that whatever it is that you do.
TikTok.
Then you keep on doing TikTok, Facebook,
Instagram.
Whatever. You better pay.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on. I got to see what happened. I don't know what happened.
He got excited and cut you off.
All right, hold on. Hold on, audience. I'm trying to get him back here.
Hello?
All right, he's back, audience. He's back.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Remember last week when I told y'all about Enoch and all that?
Yes.
And that the earth was...
You said the earth was flat?
No,
it
was
what? Okay. I thought you said the earth was flat. Some people were saying
the earth is flat theoretically because you only can see 2 miles. Okay,
why is
that's the horizon because you only can see 2 miles. Why would you be a human and only want to see farther than 2 miles? Okay, and the only way you can tell that the earth is curvature if you're in a plane and you can ask the pilot to lift. Okay, let me do it this way. The only way you can tell the earth is round. If you're in an airplane, we have to go to Australia. Because then ask the pilot to tell you when he makes the adjustments for the curvature of the earth, then you'll find out the earth is round.
Oh, okay? Mm-hmm.
That's the only way it's about. And if you want to...
He out again.
You out again?
He keep hitting the phone.
Okay, well, we do it one more time and see if he can hang on to it. And then we can go to our topics and I'll get back to him on his phone and get the services needs to continue on with the podcast.
Sorry about that.
No problem at all. Go ahead, continue.
I don't talk on speaker.
Okay, continue.
I'm loud enough. I don't need no speaker.
Okay, continue. So we can.
All right, where was I? Where y'all lose me at?
The book of Noah.
The book of Noah.
Okay.
Enoch.
The book, all right. All right, the book of Enoch goes like this. Well, we all know about Satan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What they don't tell you about Satan is that all of the folks that, well, anyway, I'm going to look at it from his point of view, because he does have a point.
Who?
Satan.
Okay.
The way it's written, he does have a point. Because if you're made from light...
Hold on, wait a minute. You said Satan wrote a book?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I said Satan does have a book. Now that I have time to investigate the whole situation, right?
Yes.
If you look at it from Satan's point of view and the way it's told in the Bible, he does have a point. Because see, what they don't... The reason they call them archangels... It's because they're made from light. Okay?
Arc.
You know electricity. But electricity go from one point to the other. It's called an arc, right?
Archangel, yes.
Right, okay, right. Well, that's there. So they are. So they're, he's really an archangel.
Mm.
All right? All of them are archangels because it's made from light.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And if you Google these last two... If you Google these tornadoes and stuff, right? Matter of fact, go back and Google when the Statue of Liberty got struck by lightning last week.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
All right, that's an arc.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pure arc. That's an arc of light, right?
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. When you see arcs like that, mm-hmm. So it's, in other words, right, you heard what I said, arc lightning, so that's the angels, okay? But science don't teach it like that. If scientists have seen lightning, can see lightning from in outer space, And then that kind of lightning is actually called angel lightning. That's what the scientists call that kind of lightning.
Right.
It's three different types, but that lightning right there, that you see what we call, when you see lightning in the clouds, you seen that, right?
Yes.
Right, that's called sheet lightning, but actually scientists call it angel lightning because it's in the cloud.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, that's a big brain.
I'm okay.
Got the knowledge on the audience.
So therefore, what I just said about the angels and Satan and his boys, right? That's why they did that, because they're made out of light. If you're made out of light, you ain't going to bow down to no dirt, are you?
No.
All right, that's his point. So when they, but the part that they, the part, the reason they didn't put the book of Enoch in the Bible is because when they rolled, when they left, right? They came and they started having sex with all the women.
Oh, who? Right? Who?
Huh? The angels. What they don't tell you in the Bible is that when Satan left, he left with 200 angels, right?
Okay.
All the angels taught everything that they knew, what we know now, to mankind.
Mm.
But what happened, right? They destroyed the earth. They start destroying the earth, right? You know how good party go. They start destroying the earth, and the earth calls out to the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Azrael, and Israel, better known as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So the Israel took Satan and put him in and put him away. The other two angels took care of the rest of what was left, right? Then they told Enoch about the flood. Well, see, when they told Enoch about the flood, they told him the way that only Enoch, that only modern times would understand.
Modern times.
Because what they told Enoch, what was going to happen now, what's happening now.
Okay.
He said, what we're going to tell you is for people in the future.
Okay.
Alright?
Mm-hmm.
So now it is happening. Okay, that's why the Book of Enoch wasn't put in there. Because the Book of Enoch don't tell you that what's going on now is going to happen. That's why when you look at that first hurricane, that first tornado, the indigenous people of the West will tell you that's called dead man walking. Because from off the distance, it looks like a person walking.
Okay, so the Native American calls it dead man walking.
Dude, yeah, because that's what it looks like.
That's
what the indigenous people call it.
Dead man walking.
Dead man, because when you look at, you can pull it up, or it's on the Weather Channel. You can pull it up, and that's what it looks like. It looks like somebody walking. But the thing about that, I watched it in real time. I watched the weather station.
Mm-hmm.
That tornado stayed on the ground for 1 hour.
Wow.
It went from Nebraska to Iowa.
How long do they normally stay on the ground?
It depends on the weather.
Oh.
It actually does depend on the weather.
Oh.
That shows you what kind of weather we have. The last 3 days, because see, we're in the East, so they don't talk about it, but they need to talk about it. That this weather pattern that they're going through has been like this for the last 3 days, and that's not good.
Oh.
There have been, since yesterday, at least 40 tornadoes. No. It was 30 yesterday. It's been about 20 today, and it's still happening as I'm watching it now. And they're still tracking tornadoes, okay?
Okay.
All right? So, like I said earlier, right? I don't care what happens now, because it's going down, okay?
Are you referring to the end of the world?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure the audience can know that we have listeners.
Oh, yeah.
I want our listeners to understand without a shadow of a doubt.
It's going down. I don't care what you believe.
Okay.
I don't care who you believe. But something is about to go down. It might not be this year. It might not be next year. Might not be the next year after that. But trust me, this world has got days of number.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Yes.
Because this weather pattern, because I'm in the science like this. I'm in the weather like this.
Following this weather pattern for years?
I've been following this weather pattern since the water was hot last summer. That was the clincher right there.
Okay.
When white people say you ain't getting in water because it's hot, that's when you start looking.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
That's when you start looking, Jack.
All right?
That's when you start looking. And this year, the weather people, the weather, they already had to put out the hurricanes already,
or this year?
No, that's what they predict. All right. The only thing about predicting that is that they say five of them might come ashore.
That's a bad one.
Five of them, Katrina, right?
Yes.
Well, just imagine Katrina on steroids. Because that's how warm the water is. See, the woman yesterday, the weather lady yesterday, they just said that the water's going to start getting hot tomorrow.
Doesn't
gonna
be that, cold doesn't that bring the sharks out?
Oh, yeah. That's a good. That's why those sharks were biting them people last summer. And you're absolutely right. Because the water's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough to you.
Well, I wasn't going there and playing them sharks. I don't like sharks.
Look, bro, let me tell you something. Have you ever been to Hawaii?
No.
Okay, let me tell you something about sharks. In Hawaii, you know, the water's 80 degrees.
Oh.
I was watching Shark Week one year, right?
Yeah.
So they show a view of the beach from the air. The sharks is in the water watching you.
Right.
Let me tell you something else what I found out about sharks, right? You can take a plastic bottle, put it up under the water, and twist it like you do a balloon, and it will show up because they think it's something dying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that ain't okay. You know how folks like to play in the water and do stupid stuff. They're already mad. I keep telling y'all. I'm making it sound like it's funny, but I'm telling y'all, it's going down.
You said that the end of the world is coming. You said the days are numbered.
It ain't coming. It's here.
Okay.
And that's when it's going to be over.
All right, it's here.
Uh-huh.
Do you think about all these volatile wars is causing the end to be more in your
focus? No. It's these stupid white people and what they do. Let's do the easy one. Let's go back to Chernobyl.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I saw the movie.
All right. Let's go back to Chernobyl. Okay. All right. Now you might not be old enough to remember this, but it was a time when it's called phosphates. Remember when stuff used to get fuzzy when you was a kid?
Yeah.
It's filled with phosphates.
Okay.
All right. David, and then everywhere in the world where this dumb country done been, right, with these factories, they done either poisoned somebody, right, or left them alone.
Right.
Look at all the Agent Orange they dropped in Vietnam.
Oh, man.
All right. Look at, what is it? One of these companies went over there to India and told them they had some corn that would grow better. Folks, it didn't even work. Folks that took these, let's see, over there, right, when they take loans out and they can't pay it, they commit suicide.
Oh, dang.
Now, let's go to the most recent one. I'll tell you about the other day. I didn't even know it's 10 years. Time goes so fast. They have people right now in Detroit living in places where lead. Where the price still got land in them.
That's crazy. I thought they took all the price out.
That's what we all thought. That's what the new people thought when they went to visit 10 years later. That's how I found out.
Mm-hmm.
They thought the same thing. Come to find out, the nigga ain't did nothing.
Well, that's all why right? He's under investigation, probably.
Yeah, he is going to be after he done got out there. And is. After he done got out there, he ain't did nothing. Where that money at?
I don't know, they're going to answer that question.
He's going to ask that question to somebody.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, lead is a heavy metal. If somebody in your family got it, you ain't going to find out you got it till you're dead.
Damn, for real?
Or start, yeah. Just like mercury and lead are heavy metal. They can get into your bloodstream, and you never know you got it too soon. Then there's this other guy, right? With the cancer crap. Here we go. No, not that. The sickle cell. I've been going, like I said, I've been going about sickle cell since the 60s. They're just now getting some for sickle cell here in 2024, and it's still going to take another 10 years. Why do you think these jokers trying to get off the planet?
I don't know. Why they trying to get off the planet?
Because they know it's going down, bro. What's that boy's name? The boy that's, that owns, the other young boy.
Elon Musk?
No, the young boy that owns got money. On Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, him. Why all of a sudden he bought an owl?
I don't
know. Dude. You all of a sudden, you got all this money, and you gonna go buy an island? You know something. Or you know something about to go on. Out west, where all those... Well, I know you don't know this, Claude. Only reason I know is because I'm in the war. Out west, a whole lot of silos, right, from back to the Cold War. They done sold them silos out, and they have been converted into living spaces. Then you got the doomsday conspiracy theories, right? It's a company right now, right? If you got the money, they can build you something to be underground. Let's say a bomb went off. Now you get money, you can build your whole home underground.
Oh, wow.
Right? And this guy said, the guy that was interviewed, right, said, business has been picking up here, ladies, since the world has been messing up. Why? The reason they mad with China, because China won't take no more of that plastic than plastic. No more. That's why they mad with China. And why would you stop something like TikTok, and back to TikTok, right? TikTok is what everybody who posted on TikTok was all American. Those little Chinese post on TikTok. The Chinese, when you post with them, when you in China and you post up on TikTok or anything like that, it's censored.
I know.
Okay, so why are we having this conversation about TikTok when the woman keep telling us it's millions of all Americans that's posting up on TikTok?
Because they want to ban it.
No, you want control of it. You're trying to get control. See, look, Facebook. That's why the people on Facebook, as soon as they heard it, they redid it. My Facebook been redone. I have two Facebook accounts. Okay. And it's been, it's been since when me, because I say what I want to say. Oh, okay. You know, because they want to do stuff like white people, stuff like that. So I call them, you know who.
Okay, yeah, you can't just say that on Facebook.
I get what you can.
Okay, you can say it on Facebook.
You can say it, but they don't want you to say it.
Oh.
Because when I be saying it, I'll be representing them. I'll be speaking for the indigenous people or the slaves. Right?
Oh, that's who
So they don't want to hear you say that because that's the truth. That's one thing about this country. They never want to hear the truth. So when I do it like this. I see one of the girls come on, the indigenous girls come up. Matter of fact, last night I did a good one. Here you go. I can tell it to you by heart. This she's now calling the look. The look is natural beauty. I say this is why I'm proud to be an indigenous. This is why I'm proud to be an indigenous DNA Native American, because you don't never see no Native Americans or indigenous people putting all these different creams on their face to look beauty, okay? Alright? I get them like that. And cause I ain't. Alright? I haven't seen no black folks talking about how their skin messed up. Every time I turn the TV on, they got, what is it? Cold feet? With bags on their eyes, cause you ain't, first of all, you're not even supposed to be in this part of the world. This is North America. Y'all not indigenous to North America. That's why they have all these. No, they're not. Only people that's indigenous in North America are the Mexicans, who are descendants of the Mayans, the Incas. Are them the only folks? All right. Then the other indigenous people are the Native Americans. On them, the only people that's indigenous. Everybody else and everybody else here, we are foreigners. Okay.
Okay, so now what we gonna do? We gonna leave? We gonna stay? What we gonna do?
No, I'm gonna keep raising hell. I've got them where I want them now.
Oh, okay.
Stores now, even restaurants are start taking EBT cards now.
Because business is slow.
Yep.
Business is slow. They know where who got the money. And the story they won't tell is that there are more white folks on welfare than it is black. That's the story they won't tell. That's the truth.
And they get more money than blacks.
Huh? Yeah.
Welfare system for white people, they get more money.
Wow. I know they do. Mm. Because they try to get my grandmother. They want to give my grandmother $30. I said, don't take that $30. I give you more than that. Now, she's not in this one. She's in her late 80s going into her 90s. She's on, no. Like a mid-80s. Right? Mm-hmm. So she decided to get welfare because my Aunt Helen had welfare. Right? They want to give her $15, $15, $30. This woman done worked all her life, right? But you going to give her that little money. You know, I said, it's a good thing I wasn't with y'all when y'all went down. I went upside somebody's head and got locked up. You going to give my grandma that teenage bit money when I can walk out my house right now, where if I was down there, I can show somebody getting $400 a month and don't have no kids living in the house. But excuse me.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm all right. I got one of my old jobs back.
Okay.
And I just got to buy some alcohol when I get paid, that's all.
Okay.
And I'm like a little 151.
Explain that again about your grandma going to welfare.
My grandmother was alive and was living together on Indiana Avenue. So since my aunt was getting Social Security and welfare, getting food stamps, so she get food stamps too. All they wanted to give her was $20. I said, what? You should have took me with down there. I'll punch them outside the head. I said, well, hold on, wait a minute. Listen at this.
C-SPAN.
Yeah. No, that was Weather Channel.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These jokers, they see what they see, they not tell us what they do. See?
You were talking about the tornado.
Yeah, this I'm not telling you how people do. See, look. 10 years ago, you got to go hold on. It's the mayor. He won't keep me crying. That's why my TV crying, Paul. Because you knew it happened the first time, it's going to get you again.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what they do. That's what I was just saying. You're going, first of all, you're not supposed to move in a place that's called Tornado Alley. even Dr. said, I'm not, even Dr. Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. Come on, bro.
All right, no problem. Thank you for joining us tonight on the podcast. Audience, he's leaving. We will get with you later on in another time and place.
All right, then.
All right, can we finish our topics?
Okay. The first one is this. Debt collection lawsuit investigation. American Express, Wells Fargo, Discover, Student Loan Services. For more information, call 203-653-2250. What they're saying is this, that people are calling other people and claiming to be from American Express, Wells Fargo, they debt collectors, and they are not legally to call you or worry you or threaten you about any debts. And if they do, call that number, 203-653-2250.
Okay,
because it's illegal now. Okay. Now, the next one is this. And people are getting scammed still. At Wawa store, they didn't get all those things out yet. Okay. It was hand over food is fined over $700,000 for exposing employees to chemical and other hazardous material at Pennsylvania plants. Now, you know, Hanover makes the beans, string beans,
the frozen food, and all that.
Canned foods. I'm talking about canned and frozen foods.
Foods in a bag, too. Hanover.
Yeah, Hanover. Okay. Now, here's something. In Chicago, a man was shot 13 times in Chicago traffic spot where officers fired nearly 100 rounds. The autopsy shows. Well, you know the man died, okay.
Yeah, they're going to autopsy. Something happened bad.
100 rounds of bullets.
Well, New York is known for shooting people a lot of times.
No, this was in Chicago.
Okay.
Now, what the police was saying, they shot him 13 times. So they he wasn't going to get up off of that. But what they're trying to say is that they denied the 100 rounds of bullets. Mm-hmm. But the autopsy said, counted it was 100. Mm. Now, you ain't got to shoot nobody like 13 times.
No.
Okay, one time is good enough.
Like
but not 13.
They be playing the video games too much.
Huh? Police officers?
Mm-hmm. They play video games too.
Okay. All I know is this. That's too many bullets for me.
Me too.
Too many. Now, his body was
riddled
with bullets. And the police department said no. But when they took the autopsy, they had to count. And that's when they found out. Mm. And that's a shame. That's you know.
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, here's another one. $10 million. The bank shut down by United States regulators. The first bank failure in 2024. It says the FDIC says it stepped in to protect $60 billion in assets and $40 billion in customer deposits at the Philadelphia-based Republic Bank. That is shut down.
I don't know about that, but oh well.
It says the assets will be immediately handed over to the Fulton Bank, a former rival that's located in Philadelphia, but it says that the Republic Bank has 32 branches. Mm-hmm. All right. So they had shut down the Republic Bank and sent all the funds over to the Fulton Bank.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. It says that the Diamond and Dash Gang of 20 left staff distraught as they fled restaurants in their Land Rover and vans. Now, these people are getting real bad and desperate now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's just crazy. And they can say what they want to say. It says local physician practices hit by nationwide change in healthcare cyber attack.
Mm-hmm.
The cyber attack has hit United States physicians. Now they claim, and they are, the physicians are now affected by processing claims, patient eligibility, financial, and operational standards. Now, they're going to tell the physicians they got to do better because they put all the information on to computers. And Medicare and Medicaid services are asking for a change of payment system because people are hacking into the system and getting your information and everything. Now, Walmart is having problems because they had to shut down the self-service.
Wow.
Because people were getting charged, remember, this for the tip,
$20.
Mm-hmm. Now, is another doctor that has been convicted of $5.4 million in Medicare fraud, and he's in New Jersey.
Mm.
And they're catching up with a lot of these
doctors
and health practices.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to let them keep playing them games with them.
Well, Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down because they want their money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is beginning to be a problem.
Yes, that's what it does seem like a problem.
But because of the fact of the government is losing money and the people are not getting services.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a problem. Now, Walgreens and DoorDash will not accept EBT cards. Okay, for payment.
Okay.
So, we were just talking about that.
Hey, everybody's not going to take it, you know?
No. Well, here's one for you, Chloe. A Philadelphia man is suing PennDOT in Montgomery County and Plymouth Mall Township after stepping into a pothole.
Oh, okay. They ain't gonna like that.
No, they not.
Oh,
it's bad enough, the cars, but he stepped into a pothole.
Uh-oh. What are you gonna do now?
Well, they getting sued.
Okay.
They gonna have to ante up.
Hmm.